Welcome to the Ready for Reading podcast. I'm Penny, your dedicated advocate of story time and all things reading for military families. Now, each episode, I get the chance to sit down and talk to some really amazing people who are super supportive of United Through Reading's mission for strengthening military families' literacy, emotional bonds, and overall well-being through the shared power of reading, no matter the distance. So today's episode is super duper special because we're going to be talking about our Book for the Military Child initiative. If you need a little bit of background, for the last couple of years, the staff here at United Through Reading, we've been putting together our collective storytime loving noggins, okay, and trying to find a great book, a great title that we think is really going to resonate with military children and families. So what's really cool is that this special title is going to be sent to children who are not only stateside, but actually to children who are part of families who are stationed all over the globe. So they can kind of share a collective experience of the story time. And I am super proud to announce that the 2024 Book for the Military Child is actually Ty's Travels All Aboard, and it was written by Miss Kelly Starling Lyons and illustrated by Miss Nina Mata. And we actually have those two amazing ladies in the studio with us today, and we're going to talk a little bit about their creative journey, Ty and his travels and how it came to be, and of course, how it feels for them to have this book selected as the Book for the Military Child. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for having us. So excited.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Yes. Indeed. So I'm going to be honest with you, and I am going to fangirl just a little bit. So that's okay. I mean, I've read both of your bios and like just you've done some amazing things. I mean, Kelly, you are an award-winning author of over 30 children's books. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are one of the founding members of the Brown Bookshelf. I mean, come on. How can I not fangirl out for that one? And it's just it's really cool because as I look through some of your work, I noticed that you really are, you're celebrating children and families and heritage and the story that each child holds inside of themselves. And that's amazing.
Oh, and thank you.
Same, yeah, you're so welcome. Thank you, actually. And Nina, the same for you. Like, you're also an award-winning illustrator, right? You are on the New York Times bestsellers list. I saw that. That was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And for yours, you're really pulling on your experience growing up in a super diverse neighborhood, just neighborhoods, and really wanting children to see themselves in your artwork. And that is, that's pretty amazing.
Thank you so much.
Indeed, indeed. So I have a huge list of questions. Well, let's not say huge. Let's say a moderate list of questions, okay, that I really want to ask both of you. But number one, how did this all start? How did you find each other? Because you're such a perfect match.
Oh, thank you. I feel so I feel so blessed and honored to have Nina as a, you know, partner in this Thai adventure. So it has been wonderful. But how it all happened was I went to Qualey, the Color of Children's Literature Conference in New York City. It's an amazing conference for anybody who wants to learn about writing and illustrating for kids. I was on a panel talking about my chapter book series, Jada Jones. And I shared how I hadn't intended to make a chapter book series. I'd entered a contest and an editor liked my writing style and said, hey, we're starting these chapter books. Would you be interested? And so if something resonates with me, if I think it's going to serve kids, I say yes. So I said yes. And so after the session was over, my future Ty's Travels editor came over to me and she said, I love how you say yes to things. We need more representation and easy readers. Would you be interested in coming up with a character and pitching a story and a series? And so I said, yes. I've led a boys book club for many years here in Raleigh where I live. And I love how, you know, brilliant the kids are, how encouraging they are of one another, how they dare to try and they persevere through any obstacle. I love their imagination and their curiosity and their zest for life. And so I took those things and I put them into this little boy named Ty. I also wanted to really celebrate Black boy joy and show just a loving, beautiful family that was coming together and helping to be part of the fun, the joy of learning, the joy of exploring. You know, it's called Ty's Travels, but it's really the whole family who gets involved traveling together. And then Nina, you can share how you came in.
Oh, well, I think you, pretty much explained it. It was this, I was just starting my, pretty much my career in illustration at the time. And Tamar emailed my agent and said that there was this new I Can Read series that they're interested in me to be the artist. So I read it. I read the manuscript and I was like, oh my gosh. And my daughter at the time, she was like 4 years old. So we were really into watching all the shows on PBS and it was really aligning with me. Just me and my daughter were just like drawing our imaginations onto paper. And it, when this opportunity came up, I said, wow, this totally fits into my world right now. And here we are.
And yes. Here we are.
And something else that our audience may not know is that illustrators can say no to a project. So I was really, really thrilled and lucky that Nina said yes.
Oh, thank you.
I think
thank
we're
you
lucky
for
too.
Having me.
We're lucky too. That's so cool. So, okay. So that gives us a little bit of insight about how you two came together, but in your independent respective work. So let's think about like that. So how long, Ms. Kelly, how long have you been, you know, when did you start on this amazing journey of becoming an author? How long have you just been writing?
Yeah. When I talk to kids, I say, I feel like my journey started way back in second grade when I wrote a poem about the color black. My mom put it on the refrigerator and I wanted to keep on creating and keep on sharing. It was in third grade when we had a book club came to our school and I loved all kinds of books, but I saw a type of book I had never seen before. The book was Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry. And that was my first time seeing a girl who looked like me on the cover of a book. And that book, I believe, planted a seed in my heart and in my mind that has been watered and bloomed into my becoming a children's book author, because that book told me that I mattered and my story was important and it deserved to be shared and passed on. And I was the best one to tell my own story. So that was the roots of it. I remembered, you know, being that kid who felt seen when I saw Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry. And I wanted to help make sure other kids know that they are loved and they're valued and they're special and their stories matter. This year is my 20th anniversary as a published children's book author. So that makes it extra special. So thank you so much for this honor and helping me celebrate. My favorite part is getting a chance to share what I do with kids, because you never know the different connections that they'll make, who else will become a writer or an illustrator or anything that they want to do. But, you know, take that experience of knowing that their story is important with them as they go into life. So that's just a snapshot of my journey. But I feel so honored to be able to do what I love every day.
Yes. Oh, that's so awesome. Well, congratulations on 20 years
Thank
of being
you.
A writer. That's amazing. Oh, that's amazing.
Thank you so much.
And you know, yeah. What's really cool is this is our 35th anniversary. So we're going to have our 35th birthday this year.
Yay.
So if you want to have a party together, you know, hey,
that sounds
we'll bring
wow.
the bounce house. You bring, we'll bring the bounce house. You bring the books. We'll party. Yeah, for sure.
Party time. Yeah.
Party time indeed. So Miss Nina, so tell us, like, how did you start off on your creative journey? Like, you know, in your bio, we saw that you grew up drawing, but when did you cross over and say, I'm an illustrator? That's who I am.
I think
I think it's a lot like Kelly's. Like my personal life was really prepping me for pretty much where I am now in my life. And so I've been drawing my whole life. And I think it didn't really become a thought until I was in college. So I was a fine arts major because I really wanted to stick to the creatives, but I didn't have a clear direction. I just knew one thing, which was I was going to be an artist. I didn't know what kind of artist I was going to be. And no one in my family or in my circle had ever even, you know, dared to dream to be an artist. So I didn't have guidance. And it was pretty difficult at first because the projects we were doing in fine arts in college wasn't aligning with my who I was. I wasn't engaged in the work. And luckily, one of my professors noticed my frustration and suggested, you know, your skill set is really, it leans towards more of the illustration type of work. And at that point, I didn't really know what that meant. And I didn't really know what a career looked like in illustration. So I looked it up. He encouraged me to look it up. And here we are.
Here we are. Yeah.
Majors, yeah.
Well, I'm so thankful that you allowed your dreams to do all the dreaming. And that's how we got here. That's really cool. That is really, really, really cool. That is cool. So Miss Kelly, I know that you've done over 30 books. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, Nina, how many books have you illustrated? Where are we at? What's the count?
Let's see. I lost count. I think somewhere I'm 20, between 20 and 25.
Wow. And
half of that is Ty's travels.
Yes.
And I hope more in the future.
I hope so too. That's cool. That's so cool. Okay. So Miss Kelly, let's think about it like this. So when you're writing, right, you know, what comes first? Is it the character development or is it the plot?
It depends on the book. So for Ty's Travels, it was definitely the character first. Ty came to mind, you know, fully formed, you know, jumping around, having fun, making up stories. And, you know, I could really picture him really clearly. With a book like Going Down Home with Daddy, which is a picture book, that one actually, it was the setting that came first. It wasn't necessarily the plot or the character. It was the sense of place. So each story has its own evolution and starting point, but I think that they come how they're meant to.
Cool. That's cool. And Ms. Nina, when you're developing a character, so how do you start your visualization process for it?
I think it's a lot like Kelly's as well. To me, I like to think of when I'm drawing books, it's like a lot like acting. So,
oh, interesting. Okay.
It's you have to love reading. That's a number one thing, because in order for you to really understand where the author is going with the story, you have to be able to read and comprehend everything that's not being said. So, when I created, for example, Ty, I knew the story was about a child's imagination, but overall just family as well. And just being able to travel that through your mind. So a lot of it is, yeah, it starts off as like acting, like you have to really embody the character and be that character, and also empathy. I think empathy has a lot to do with being an illustrator. You really have to feel like you understand this character as well, and kind of compartmentalize yourself from who you are and let that character tell you who it is, who they are.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah, you two are a match made in heaven for sure. For sure. Excellent. Okay. So now that we kind of have a good idea about both of your creative backgrounds and, you know, how really Ty came to be for both of you, whether it is his written actions or his visual actions. I'm just curious. We all have to know, how does it feel for both of you to have this particular title chosen as the 2024 book for the military child?
It's so amazing. You know, I've been wheeling and dancing around ever since I found out. It means so much to me. I have a lot of veterans in my family, including my dad, both grandfathers, my uncles, cousins. When we have our reunions, we always have a ceremony where we honor those who have served. And so for me to have a book that will be given to military kids and be part of, you know, helping to bring joy and helping them feel connected all over the world, that just means so much to me. I know that it's difficult sometimes, you know, when they're moving and, you know, having to make new friends, and to have this book be part of their friends really means a lot. So thank you so much for this amazing honor. I couldn't have dreamed this up. You know, sometimes they say that your dreams aren't big enough, and you guys, wow, you really brought it. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're making our dreams come true. So for sure. So Miss Nina, how do you feel about it? How does it feel like this? You gave Ty a face.
You know, honestly, it has not sunk in yet. It hasn't sunk in for me yet. So, and as an illustrator, you're always, you know, when I'm making these books, I'm always hoping that, you know, that I'll reach out to a kid and it'll resonate with them, you know, and no, just knowing one kid has a Ty's book and loves it and carries it around and enjoys it, that fills my heart like unbelievably. So imagining 10,000 kids, I don't know, it hasn't sunk in yet, but I am, like Kelly, I am grateful. And I guess I'll just update you guys when it hits me. It'll probably hit me in the middle of the night where I'm like, oh my God.
Well, it better hit you soon, because come April 1st, literally 10,000 copies of this book are going out to all these military children.
Oh, and, yeah, I got goosebumps.
And, you know, the best part is, you know, it's not just the single child that's going to benefit from, you know, reading the book and experiencing Ty's adventures and things like that. It's going to be siblings. It's going to be parents. So try that 10,000 and multiply it by 4 and then tell me about your goosebumps. Then come back and tell me.
Wow.
That's incredible. Cool.
Thank you.
Amazing. When we create, we're, you know, writing and, you know, drawing for kids, and you never know how many children your book is going to reach or touch. And so for you all to, you know, already have 10,000 going out into the world, I mean, that is just a dream come true. You could have picked any book, and for you to pick ours really means so much. Yeah. And I love when you first shared with me that it was chosen, how you connected the idea of the box as being something in the case of All Aboard. You know, Ty sees a box as a challenge and, you know, something that's fun and full of adventure. And I think kids everywhere, you know, can have fun with boxes. And so whether they're military kids or whether they're kids that don't have military, have service people in their family, they can feel kind of unified in that love of play and that strength of the family coming together to support them. So it just means, you know, so much that you chose that particular book. And so I'm hoping the kids have a lot of fun and that they turn their boxes into worlds too, just like Ty.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I mean, when we saw the book, you know, of course, we've met Ty before. We've seen Ty's magic in the lab. We've seen him at the beach. But when we saw this one, just Ty's travel all aboard, the first thing we thought was, Oh, that's Ty. We know Ty. We know Ty loves adventure. We know Ty loves family time. And we know Ty has a big, big, big imagination. And so reading through it, and we saw that he saw this empty box and he decided he was going to make it into a train. Thought it was the coolest thing. Thought it was the coolest thing ever because coming from our world, so I am a military spouse. I have moved tons of times. Anybody knows that whether you're stationed stateside or whether you're overseas, the one common denominator of your life is packing boxes, whether they're coming or whether they are going. There are always going to be boxes in your life, right? So when we all saw this book, we were like, thinking about our own kids and our own like nieces and nephews and the crazy things they've done with boxes. We are a crazy reading family, but we're also a crazy cat family. So the amount of cat houses and castles that my kid has built with all these moving boxes was amazing. So it's wild. It's wild. So we're just glad that you just want to share this with our military families. So, but here's what I can't ask is that how can we encourage kids to really find their adventure along with Ty?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think a central part of the Ty's Travels books is dreaming, you know, letting your mind kind of wander and letting yourself be free enough to see the potential in, you know, something, to turn it into something else in your mind, the kind of power in doing that. Someone also pointed out to me early on that they really loved Ty because it's about problem solving too. So in the story and All Aboard,
right,
Ty is looking for somebody to play with and everybody's busy. And so he finds this box and he creates his own fun and his own, you know, kind of world. And I think that that's something kids can do too, to empower themselves to be able to look for the journey that, you know, doesn't have to be when you're in a car, doesn't have to be when you're playing a video game. It can be, you know, with things that are right there around you. And then for the families to come and support that play, yes, support the reading. I was really lucky to have a mom who, you know, took us everywhere and would get on the floor with us when we were younger and make up adventures. And, you know, she's an actress and she's silly and sings and all these things. And so, you know, storytelling and make-believe was a regular part of my life growing up. And I encourage our young friends out there and parents and, you know, everyone in their lives to also embrace that inner child and have fun, you know, with your kids. And when they're reading a story, read it with them. You know, maybe with Ty's Travels too, there's an element of repetition in the books because these are for kids that are, you know, kind of early readers. They're just learning how to read. And so it can be fun to say the sounds and to act like you're a train. And so get silly, have fun.
Course, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. That's awesome. I think my favorite part of the book is, you know, once he creates his train, like, you know, everyone's busy before dinner time. And, you know, we get that. That's normal life. But once everyone, just what you're saying, once everyone sees him playing, they want to play too. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. That's awesome. So Miss Nina, this question is for you. So we're going to be encouraging kids to do an art project along with the book. So really get creative and start making those projects with your boxes or even drawing, just things like that, right? So what advice do you have for our young, like aspiring artists that really are going to get into this contest and really, really, really want to put their whole heart into it?
Oh, thank you for that question.
Yeah.
I think for the only advice I could give is probably to just get off your device.
Get off your device. And, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And explore. Explore all types of artist tools or anything, really. Do collage work. Experiment with collage work. What does that look like in your hands? You know, paint, different types of paints, charcoals, inks, pencils, any kind of, really, a pen. And really just let your imagination take off, because like Ty, I think for me as an artist, there are no limits. So don't limit yourself. And when you play and explore like that, you really do find a little bit of yourself and mostly the joy in your art. And it's only found through exploration and play, like Ty does. So, and yeah, that would be my advice. And can we give kudos to the parents, the Ty's parents, who like let him do all of this? Yes. It's like a hovering mom that I'm like, what are you doing?
Yes, that was shout out to my mom, because she was the one who, you know, really let us explore and encourage us to be really creative. And so I feel really grateful for that. And I wanted to give those qualities to Ty's family too.
That's awesome. I can see it now. The glitter, the paint, the construction paper. I'm here for all of it. I am here for all of it. No slime. No slime.
No slime. No.
But everything else are good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that here at Unite.
I was going to say the cool thing too about what Aninia shared is you don't have to have expensive supplies. It's just using what you have at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Indeed.
Exactly. Indeed.
Well, I know that here at Unite Through Reading, we are super duper excited to join Ty in all his travels, right? This one, All Aboard in particular, but we're really excited to join him. And it's really, really cool because it's been a great great addition to like our curated collection. That's and we're just excited. And I'm with Ty all the way. I am Ty's biggest fan right now. He is absolutely he's absolutely precious to me, and I'm really glad that this book is the 2024 Book of the Military Child. That's awesome.
Oh, we are. Thank you so much. It's amazing. Yeah. Thank you.
We're honored. So honored. Thank you.
So, ladies, I really appreciate you joining us today and giving us some insight about your journey and Ty and how that all relates to us being one big military family. And I just really appreciate you and all your work, honestly.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We really appreciate you, too, for making sure that the books are getting to the kids that we serve. So thank you.
Yes.
And then for all of our military families that are out there, just be on the lookout because Ty's Travel All Aboard is on its way. It's going to be coming out via our story stations, and it's going to be distributed at so many Month for the Military Child events and all through spring. And of course, definitely make sure that you're checking out all the resources that Unite Through Reading offers, you know, starting off with our storybook recording app and our free books program. But then you also want to check out our website and follow us on social media too, because we've got great resources there, like literacy guides and our curated book list that you can choose from. And remember, military families that read together, stay connected, build stronger bonds, and of course, foster a love of reading no matter the distance.